And the insurance company Tower has returned to the black with its first profit in 4 years on the back of fewer weather-related claims and higher premium income. Its net profit in the year to September was $16.6 million, compared with a loss of $6.7 million the year before. Revenue rose 7% to just over $358 million as higher premiums and more customers boosted sales. Its cost of claims reduced slightly, but it's still dogged by Canterbury earthquake claims to repair and rebuild properties, with 95 claims remaining on its books. Tower's chief executive, Richard Harding, says it's increased its provisions for any new Canterbury claims by $6 million, while it weighs legal action against the Earthquake Commission.
The increase is in the amount we're providing for currently open claims or claims that we are expecting to come in the future. Largely, it's what we have done is increase the provisions for our expectations of new overcaps coming through, claims that we don't currently know about from the EQC.
And you're also still holding $5 million aside for any possible adjustments there too?
That's right, yes. The board has a special reserve allocated of $5 million just because there is still uncertainty around Canterbury. You know, we're down to our last 95 claims remaining open, but the big uncertainty is knowing how many new overcap claims are coming from the EQC, and that's just a difficult situation for all insurers to be in.
And how is your dispute resolution process going with EQC over that money that you're owed from them?
Look, we're in a dispute process with them. It's still an ongoing process. We are sort of planning that the likelihood of litigation is quite high, and that's part of the reason why we're keen to just make sure we continue to pursue it to the nth degree.
And that's Tower Chief Executive Richard Harding talking to Madison Reedy. And Tower is forecasting a net profit of between $27 million and $30 million this financial year.